Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avram Goldhar and through Masechus Rosh Hashanah Daf Chaf, the first parak of Rosh Hashanim. Masechus Rosh Hashanah has been generously sponsored as a schus for Chai Bas Esther. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, when Ula came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he announced that they made Elul 4 in Eretz Yisrael and asked, Yadar Chavrim Bavrai Mat Tibusa Abdina Bahadayu, do our Babylonian friends recognize the favor that we did for them by making Elul 4? The Gemara asked what the favor was, and Ula answered that they did it in order to separate Shabbos from Yanta Mishum Yarkaya, for the sake of keeping the vegetables fresh. Rashi explains that if Yanta falls either just prior to or just after Shabbos, vegetables needed for the second of these 2 days will have to be picked before the first day. This will result in their wilting before they can be used. Rabbi Achim Bar Chanina said that it was done for Mishum Masayah, for the sake of burying the dead without delay. The Gemara asked why Ula said it was beneficial for those in Babel, when these reasons apply equally to those in Eretz Yisrael, and answers that in Babel the climate is hotter, since it's a low-lying country, and it's hard to keep vegetables from wilting and the dead from decomposing. Point number two, the Gemara challenges the entire premise that a month may be made full for communal needs. For Rabbi Rav Shmuel, Tana Braisa that said that it can be thought that just as we're ma'abra the year for a need, so too we can be ma'abra the chodesh for a need. The Torah therefore states, HaChodesh hazeh lechem rosh chodashim, this new moon shall be for you the beginning of the months. Hashem told Moshe, kazeh re'eh v'kadesh, thus should you see the moon and sanctify the month. Rashi explains that this implies that as soon as the moon is sighted, the month must be sanctified. Rava said that there's no difficulty. In Ula's case, we're discussing reasons to make the outgoing month, which is really chaser, full. This can be done for a communal need. This braisa should be read as follows. It could be thought that just as we're ma'aba the year and the month for a need, kach mekadshim es chodesh letzorach, so too we sanctify the new month for a need, meaning we declare the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh, even though the moon was not seen. The Torah therefore states, Kazeh Re'eh V'Kadesh, thus should you see the moon, and then sanctify the month. This is in line with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Ma'amin al-Einim al-Chodesh nir b'zmanu la'abru. We intimidate the witnesses over a new moon that was sighted in order to make the outgoing month full, but we may not do so over a new moon that was not sighted in its time in order to sanctify the incoming month on the 30th day. And point number three, Shmuel said that he was able to establish the proper date for the entire diaspora. Rashi explains that he claimed that he was an expert in astronomy and did not require the testimony of witnesses. When Abba, the father of Simlai, asked him if he knew the explanation of a matter that was taught in the Braisa of the compilation entitled Soda Ibor, that there's a difference whether Noah Kon Chatzos or Noah Acher Chatzos, the Noah before Chatzos or the Noah after Chatzos, Shmuel replied that he did not. Abai responded that if Shmuel doesn't know this, perhaps there are other things he doesn't know. When Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he explained the Braisa which Abba mentioned. We calculate the moon's conjunction, Noad Kodem Chatzos. If the Noad was before midday, certainly it can be sighted before Shkia that day, since it takes 6 to 8 hours for the new moon to be seen. If it occurred after midday, it's certain that it would not be sighted close to Shkia. Rashi explains that in the first 6 hours, the moon is too small to be seen. So once again, the 3 points are number one. When Ula came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he announced that they made Elul full in Eretz Yisrael and asked, do our Babylonian friends recognize the favor that we did for them by making Elul full? The Gemara asked what the favor was, and Ula answered that they did it in order to separate Shabbos from Yantav Mishum Yarkaya for the sake of keeping the vegetables fresh. Rashi explains that if Yantav falls either just prior to or just after Shabbos, vegetables needed for the second of these 2 days will have to be picked before the first day. This will result in their wilting before they can be used. Rabbi Achim Bar Chanina said that it was done Mishum Isaiah, for the sake of burying the dead without delay. The Gemara asks, why Ula said this was beneficial for those in Babel, when these reasons apply equally to those in Eretz Yisrael, and answers that in Babel the climate is hotter, since it's a low-lying country, and it's hard to keep vegetables from wilting and the dead from decomposing. Point number two, the Gemara challenges the entire premise that a month may be made full for communal needs. For Rabbi Bar Shmuel taught a braisa that said that it could be thought that just as we're ma'abra the year for a need, so too we can be ma'abra the chodesh for a need. The Torah therefore states, HaChodesh hazeh lechem rosh chodashim, this new month shall be for you the beginning of the months. Hashem told Moshe, kazeh re'eh v'kadesh, thus should you see the moon and sanctify the month. Rashi explains that this implies that as soon as the moon is sighted, the month must be sanctified. Rava said there's no difficulty. In Ula's case, we're discussing reasons to make the outgoing month, which is really chaser, full. This can be done for a communal need. This braisa should be read as follows. It could be thought that just as we're ma'abra the year and the month for a need, kach mekadshim es chodesh letzorach, so too we sanctify the new month for a need, meaning we declare the 30th day to be Rosh Chodesh, even though the moon was not seen. The Torah therefore states, Kazei Rebbe Kadesh, thus should you see the moon and then sanctify the month. And this is in line with what Rabbi Yeshua and Levi said, Ma'aymin ala einim al chodesh in nir bezmanu la'abro. We intimidate the witnesses over a new moon that was sighted in order to make the outgoing month full, but we may not do so over a new moon that was not sighted in his time in order to sanctify the incoming month on the 30th day. And pointing me through, Shmuel said he was able to establish the proper date for the entire diaspora. Rush explains that he claimed that he was an expert in astronomy and did not require the testimony of witnesses. When Abba, the father of Simai, asked him if he knew the explanation of a matter that was taught in the brace of the compilation entitled Soda Ibor, that there's a difference whether Noad Kodim Chatzos or Noad Acher Chatzos, the Noad is before Chatzos or it's after Chatzos, Shmuel replied that he did not. Abba responded that if Shmuel doesn't know this, perhaps there are other things he doesn't know. When Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he explained the brisa which Abba mentioned. Mechashin es toledato. We calculate the moon's conjunction. Node kodem chatzos. If the node was before midday, assuming the moon could be sighted before Shkia that day, since it takes 6 to 8 hours for the new moon to be seen. If it occurred after midday, it's certain that it would not be sighted close to Shkia. Rashi explains that in the first 6 hours, the moon is still too small to be seen. All right, so now we go to Simur Dav Chaf, and our standard simon is a cafe. So here goes. Patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated and testified on a day when the Noad was before Chatzos and the moon was sighted before Shkia. Once again, in slow motion. Patrons at the Babylonian cafe, that must mean we're on Daf Chaf. Patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, which reminds us when Elul came to Babel from Eretz Yisrael, he announced that they made Elul full in Eretz Yisrael in order to separate Shabbos from Yontif. They did this either for the sake of the vegetables to keep them fresh or for the sake of burying the dead without delay. Elul said that this was very beneficial for those in Babel, since there the climate is hotter and it's hard to keep vegetables from wilting and the dead from decomposing. So patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated. Which reminds the Gemara challenges the entire premise that a month may be made full for communal needs, and concludes that it can be done to make the outgoing month, which was really chaser, full. But we can't be makadish a month early as a chaser when it's really a mali, when it's really full. This is in line with Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that we can intimidate witnesses over a new moon that was sighted in order to make the outgoing month full, but we may not do so for a new moon that was not sighted in its time, in order to sanctify the incoming month on the 30th day. So patrons of the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated, and testified on a day when the Noad was before Chatzos, and the moon was sighted before Shkia. Which reminds us, when Rabbi Zera went up to Eretz Yisrael, he explained a brisa that stated Noad Kodem Chatzos, Noad Acher Chatzos, to mean that we calculate the moon's conjunction. Noad Kodem Chatzos, if the Noad is before midday, certainly the moon could be sighted before Shkia that day, since it takes 6 to 8 hours for the new moon to be seen. If it occurred after midday, it's certain that it would not be sighted close to Shkia. Rashi explains that in the first 6 hours, the moon is still too small to be seen. So once again, patrons at the Babylonian cafe were overjoyed when news broke that Elul was made full, so their vegetables would stay fresh, thanks to witnesses who were intimidated, and testified on a day when the Noad was before Chatzos, and the moon was sighted before Shkia. All right, now it's time for a 4-blah-back Chazara. Daf Tezayin. So the Simur Daf Tezayin is toes. See, here goes. The acrobat with the big toes. Acrobat with big toes? That must mean we're on Daf Tezayin. The acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah says, Ba'arba Prakima Olam Nidon. At 4 junctures during the year, the world is judged. The Gemara asks who the Tana of the Mishnah is, as it's clear that it's not in accordance with 4 Tanaim who all hold differently regarding when and how frequently one is judged. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day while reciting 3 sets of psukim and blowing a shofar, which reminds us, the Gemara brings up rice that teaches what a Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael to do at each of the 4 junctures in order to receive favorable judgments. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says, Imru afani b'Rosh Hashanah, machiyot zichronos v'shofros. Recite before me on Rosh Hashanah the psukim of kingship, remembrance, and shofar. So the acrobat with the big toes who did backflips in front of judges every day, or reciting 3 sets of psukim and blowing a shofar, would wait anxiously to see which book of results they would write him into. Which reminds Rabbi Kurtz, what I said in the Rabbi Yochanan, Shosh Yisfayim Niftachim B'Rosh Hashanah. 3 books are opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemorim, Echad Shal Tzadikim Gemorim, Ve'echad Shal Beinonim. Daf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The repentant used car salesman. That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The repentant used car salesman who did teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin, which reminds me of Malkus Beis Shammai Beisol regarding what happens to the Beinonim. On the Yom HaDin, Beis Shammai say Beinonim yordin Gehenim umetzapsufim va'oin. The Beinonim descend to Gehenim, scream in pain, and then ascend, whereas Beisol say that Hashem is a Rav Chesed, which means Mate Klape Chesed. He tips the scales of the Beinonim towards kindness so that they do not have to descend to Gehenim at all. So the repentant used car salesman who did teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin opened up Mavir Hamidos Motors, which reminds us, Rav has said, "Kol Mavir Hamidos of Mavir No Al Kobashav." Anyone who relinquishes his measures of retribution, the heavenly tribunal relinquishes all of his sins, as it stated, "No se avon, but overall pesha." He pardons transgression and overlooks sins. Lami no se avon, lamisha overall pesha. Whose transgression does he pardon? One who overlooks sins committed against himself. So the repentant used car salesman who did teshuvah after reading how people get punished on the Yom HaDin opened up Mavir Ahamido's Motors and sold cars while wrapped up in a talus and asking for mercy. Which reminds us, regarding the Yud Gimel Midos Shel Rachamim, the 13 attributes of mercy, Rabbi Yochanan said, Imali Mikra Kasav Eif Shel Omro, where pasuk not written, it would be impossible to say, Malamish Nisatev HaKosh Baruch Hu Kashulich Sibur. This teaches that HaKosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up in a talus like a Shulich Sibur, Behero Lo Moshe Seder Tefillah, and he demonstrated to Moshe the order of Tefillah. Hashem said to him, Kol Zman Sheyisrael Chotin, Yasu Afani Kaseder Hazeh Vani Mokalehem. Anytime the Yisrael sins, let them perform before me this procedure, and I shall forgive them. Daf Yud Ches, so the symbol Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The couple standing under the chuppah, that must be more in Daf Yud Ches. The couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, which reminds us that a gezerah against a community that is sealed can be annulled at any time when we call it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas a decree against an individual is only annulled when a HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be found, specifically during the Aseres Yemei Tshuva. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file, which reminds us we have three different pshatim for the statement, Barosh Hashanah Kol Bo'ei Olam, Over in Lefanav Kenei Maron. On Rosh Hashanah, all the world's inhabitants pass before him like B'nei Maron. We pass before Hashem in single file, either like lambs when they are being tithed, like people traversing the steep elevated paths of the Maron area, or like David's soldiers. So the couple standing under the chuppah, which was made up of torn up evil decrees during Aseres Yemei Tshuva, watched a procession of lambs walk by in single file, pulling a wagon carrying a beautiful gift menorah since Chanukah was not annulled. Which reminds us, we have a Malkokas whether Megillah's Tainus was annulled after the Churban. According to Rav and Rav Chanina, the days were annulled except for Chanukah, since it and its mitzvah became so well publicized and part of Klal Yisrael's practices that it would be inappropriate to annul it. Daf Yotes, so the similar Daf Yotes is a yacht. So here goes. The yacht, that must be more in Daf Yotes. The yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, which reminds us that Rav Tovi Bar Masna challenged the opinions that Megillah's Tainus was annulled based on an event mentioned in it that took place after the Churban, when the Jews were advised to protest at night against the Roman regime and were successful. The Gemara concludes that it was annulled except for Chanukah and Purim. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding that messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, which reminds us, we learned that messengers always go out at the beginning of Elul because of Rosh Hashanah, and at the beginning of Tishrei because of the Yom Tovim. Then we're asked why it was necessary to send out at the beginning of Tishrei if Beis Din never made Elul a Maleh, and answers that if they saw a need, they would make a Maleh, and even though the communities in Gaulis would observe the wrong day as Rosh Hashanah, it's more important that the other Yom Tovim be observed in the right time. So the yacht full of protesters on their way to a nighttime Hafganah, carrying signs demanding that messengers get sent out in Tishrei as well, arrived at the port in the Adar before Nisan, which nowadays is always Chaser, which reminds us that nowadays the Adar before Nisan is always Chaser. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.